Advent devotional, Andrea Paul Nassik of Chippewa Falls, her My Wish for Christmas, the Luke Project. I've got the scripture and she's got the devotional reading. Luke 1, 34 to 37. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail, said the angel. Andrea picks it up from there.
Mary simply wonders, how? Because I'm a virgin. She's confused by the particulars. Then the angel brings width and depth to her wondering. He says, the Holy Spirit will be upon you, and the Most High will overshadow you. N.T. Wright brings the best insight I have found on this question. The angel gives a double explanation for the whole event. The Holy Spirit will come upon Mary, enabling her, as the Spirit always does, to do and be more than she could be by herself. But at the same time, the power of the Most High will overshadow her. This is something different. God Himself, the Creator, will surround her completely with His sovereign power. The angel's answer to Mary's wonderings is incredible. He simply tells her that God in spirit and as the Father will allow her to do more, be more, and experience a miracle in, through, by, and for God Himself. This is an amazing little piece of scripture. The angel's speech ends with a message of companionship. You're not alone. Your relative has been touched by God as well. And the final thought, for no word from God will ever fail. A more familiar translation says it like this, nothing is impossible with God. Invite God to fill you and allow you to do far more than you could ask or think. What's on your too impossible for God list? Who has God provided for you to walk with on this journey? Think about those questions today.
It's a good one. What's on your too impossible for God list? Come on, you're facing something. You're facing a difficulty, a hardship. I know of a mother and a daughter where the daughter won't speak with the mother. It's gone on for many months. There's a lot of hardships, a lot of difficulties. You're thinking, boy, I don't know if that's ever going to change. Well, with our God, there's nothing that's too difficult. Nothing that's impossible. So bring it to Him. Well, of course, right now we're working our way towards the state funeral for former president, the 41st president of our great United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, the funeral taking place at the National Cathedral later this morning. And as he's been so fondly remembered since his passing over the weekend, people remember back to that era. He was president from 89 to 93. Mm-hmm. And comedian Dana Carvey from Saturday Night Live did an impression of him throughout the presidency.
Yes.
And so this is another great story of him. And we've had some just about every day here on the show. He loses the election in 92. Remember, where Ross Perot got 19% of the vote. People think that most of that was probably Bush votes. Clinton wins the presidency. But it's the White House Christmas party. And so rather than having a dour mood, when they play Hail to the Chief to start the party, in walks not the president, but Dana Carvey. And Dana Carvey goes in, and so we have just a little bit of Dana Carvey from that gathering back in 1992.
I was staying in the Lincoln bedroom last night, and I couldn't resist getting on the phone, and I called up the Secret Service as the president. Feel like going jogging tonight? The way to do the president is to start out with Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Then you add a little John Wayne. Here we go. Let's go over the ridge. You put them together. You got George Herbert Walker Bush. That's the thing there.
He says how weird it was to be doing the president. We've been doing it for 4 years, but with him right there in the room, right?
So,
and again,
yeah.
This was orchestrated by President Bush.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
that's
again,
awesome.
Wanted to lift the spirits of his folks. He's like, yeah. You know what? Hey, let's have fun. So,
yeah, going out with dignity, and it's all good.
Got to be able to laugh at yourself, right?
Totally. A great, great man. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.